This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A massive fine against American Airlines, $50 million. The fine levied by the government against American because of the way it handled wheelchairs and those who use them. The Paralyzed Veterans of America filed formal complaints against American Airlines. American says it's investing millions now on improving the travel experience for those with disabilities. Now to McDonald's and those quarter pounders that made some people sick, says the CDC. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A deadly E. coli outbreak is being linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. The CDC says at least 49 people have gotten sick in 10 states, from Wisconsin to Oregon. One person has died. Colorado has the most cases. An older person in that state died. Among those taken to a hospital, a child with severe kidney complications. Everyone interviewed by the CDC in connection with the outbreak reported eating at McDonald's before becoming sick, and most mentioned eating quarter pounders. Investigators are focusing on onions and beef. McDonald's says it may be onions from a single supplier. Slivered onions and beef patties used for quarter pounders have been removed from McDonald's in the affected states, and the burgers may be temporarily unavailable in those states. I'm Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Middle East is calling on Israel to work out a deal that would end the war in the Gaza Strip.
There are really two things left to do. Get the hostages home and bring the war to an end with an understanding of what will follow. And that's what we've been working on this past day and will continue to work on throughout this trip.
Millions of Americans cannot afford to buy a home or rent a suitable apartment. Now, the Harris and Trump campaigns have laid out plans aimed at getting more homes built. Economists say there are some good ideas, but no sure fixes in those plans. This is AP News. A big auction and a big dispute.
On September 19th, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani became the first player in baseball history to hit 50 homers and steal 50 bases in a season. Now the home run ball has sold at auction for nearly $4.4 million, which is a record price for any ball in any sport. But who owned the ball before? Christian Zacek walked out of Miami's Lone Depot Park on September 19th after retrieving the ball in the left field stands. But Florida resident Max Mattis filed a lawsuit saying he was celebrating his 18th birthday when he gained possession of the Ohtani ball. But he says Zacek took it away. Another man named Joseph Davidoff filed suit saying he was able to firmly and completely grab the ball in his left hand while it was on the ground. But Zacek, Mattis, and Davidoff each agreed that the auction should go on. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.